If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Melissa in Racine, can you help this mixed listener out? Do they need to get rid of this sweatshirt now that the new boyfriend knows it came from the ex?
Yes. You messed up, girl. You opened that up. You don't need to talk to him about where it came from. It's just a sweater.
It seems like they wanted to be really honest with this new relationship. Like, okay, I really like this, and I'm going to be honest with you. Honesty is the best policy. But, Melissa, you're saying they screwed up.
They screwed up. And now you're going to give up the sweater.
You got to give it up.
Buy a blanket. You got to give it up.
This is such a... It seems small, but, I mean, in the grand scheme, in this relationship, it's a pretty big deal to her. So.
Right. And you don't want nothing to start off that path of the doubt. Or the trust.
It doesn't seem like they're missing the ex. They just really like the sweatshirt.
I mean, I get that, but why did she have to bring the ex into the situation? She could have just said it's just an old sweater. It's just an old sweatshirt. Have faith in the sweatshirt, but nope, she brought up the ex. So that became a thing.
And it sounded like I really want to be honest with you, just so there's nothing between us. And maybe they were feeling guilty about it or something, but you're saying you messed up, you gotta get rid of it now. Done.
Look, there are things in my closet that I still have. You know why? Because I never mentioned where they came from.
I was just going to ask you now, what kind of things are we talking about here? Clothing items?
Clothing. Fun stuff.
Fun stuff? Okay.
I mean there are no limits to what I have, Radar, but where they came from, you know, like where they originated from, the origin story, I have kept locked away, so therefore I get to enjoy and keep those things, you know?
So you can keep these things with new relationships, and you don't say anything.
Exactly.
So you keep them because you like these things, these clothings, different clothes and stuff, but you don't say anything to anybody.
No, I mean, to my best friends, of course, because, you know, there's girl code, but to a boyfriend that you love and that you want to be with, it's like, why would you even mention the ex?
Are you with somebody right now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I am with somebody. I have a boyfriend. Yes, yeah. I do. Steve, I love you.
Okay. Now, just put it out there, though. Now, Steve's going to want to know, wait a minute, what came from somebody else and what didn't?
Look, if he wants to take the time to go digging through my closet for origin stories, I mean... I guess I'm doing something wrong. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, no, I feel you. I feel you. So
you'd be like, forget it.
Those stories are for me in the past, and that's how you keep hanging on to things. But now this mixed listener, you got to get rid of it. So if the truth comes out about something, you got to pitch it, is what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah, because you're going to have to just let it go. Like Elsa said, let it go. Let it go.
There you go. Bye-bye. There it goes.
So my relationship. Exactly. Sorry, girl. You got to let it go.
You're awesome. Thanks for the call and for sharing your life advice. And we're going to send this back to this mixed listener. Find out if they're going to toss this thing or not. Thanks a lot for the advice. Say hi to Steve for us.
I will, Radar. Have a great day, my friend.
And we will now go over to the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Comfy sweatshirts are hard to find. Tell the new boyfriend to buy the same one if he's so upset about a piece of clothing. All right. There you go. Keep what you like. Yes, get rid of it. If I were the boyfriend, I think you'd want the ex and not me. That's Sarah from Mequonago. Sarah, thank you so much for calling in from Mequonago. If the boyfriend is so upset about it, why won't he just buy her another sweatshirt so that she can wear it? If he has one, he could maybe gift it to her. I'm sure he could Google and find out the exact sweatshirt size and gift it to her. Look at that. Everybody texting in is like, don't be getting rid of it. Melissa said, you got to get rid of it. We're done with that because you let the cat out of the bag. You told the boyfriend the origin story. So now you got to get rid of it. But everybody texting in seems to say, hey, no, the boyfriend needs to go buy you a new sweatshirt. I don't think it's a huge deal. One more text for you. But was she looking for a reaction? Got one and now isn't happy with it? That's Lynette from Racine. Maybe. So it's interesting that when you call in, you have a couple of different opinions compared to when you text in. That's interesting. All right. Again, like we told Melissa, we are going to send this audio back to our mixed listener. Going to find out if she keeps the sweatshirt or if she decides, you know what, I'm going to get rid of it, just like Melissa said.